I'm now going to prepare for Elwyn what I think is going to be one of her favourite meals. She loves sausage and mash, so I'm just doing a slight take on that, and I've got some locally made and bought and reared pork sausages, and I'm going to do a toad in the oil for her. So let me just get these sausages in and cook it away.
So if the next challenge is chopping onions, do you have a trick for preventing the crying?
Yeah, just do it quickly, I think, is
is that the answer?
I've never found anything that totally works. I just find it delightful. You know, the first time you meet someone, you're not sure what to expect. She is an absolute delight. And when you say you meet people that light up your lives, you know, I find it just so rewarding and such a pleasure. She doesn't see a lot of people. She doesn't get out much because of her eyesight, and I think her only fear and complaint, other than I'm trying to overfeed her, is that she feels she should be giving more in a sense, or should be paying, or should be doing something more. And she finds it really hard to just receive. And I think that's a really poignant message, that some people just find it hard just to say, yes, please. And there are people in the Castro Club that just want to help and support. And I find it just a privilege to do that. It's just so easy to do. And yet it makes such a difference to someone's life. And
the biggest part of the fun is when the smoke alarm goes. Yeah. No, the biggest part of the fun is not the smoke alarm going off. The biggest part of the fun is sharing the meal together and the chats. And I look forward to it. And we'll be getting off very shortly and go and see her.
Have you got a dish for me?
Am I only allowed in if I bring food?
Come in. No, you're young and beautiful as well, so you can come. Hello.
Nice to meet you. I'm
and
Emma.
You, Emma. I'm Heilwyn.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Will you have a Welsh cake, Derek?
Those are yours.
All of them.
Would you like a Welsh cake?
I'll have a Welsh cake.
So we're in Stafford now. We've got coffee on the table. We've got Welsh cakes. We've got shortbread.
I'm Heilwyn Morgan. Because as you get older and more decrepit, your world narrows. And when my lunch comes, it's like a door opening and light coming in. It's not just the food, it's the friendship. So it's absolutely wonderful.
That's a beautiful way of describing it. You say it's not just the food, but let's be honest, can Derek cook?
He's too good for me, actually. He's trying to educate me. I do get a bit worried before he tells me what it is. It was a miracle. It was really lovely. As soon as I met him, I knew I'd found a friend. It's opened up a new aspect of life to me. I know I could rely on him for anything.
Now, you've just been home to Wales for a holiday, and we spotted that the postcard you sent to Derek had a recipe on the front for some Welsh call, some Welsh broth. Was it a hint?
Yes, I think it would be lovely. And it would, you know, I could have sent a card with lava bread on, and then you'd be in trouble. So that's very lucky, that card. Cowl. Have you read it?
I have read it.
You've taken notice?
I have taken note. It will be a challenge, and it will appear.
Well done, my boy. See, I can rely on Derek.